Ches today. We're really doing page 131. We're starting at the bottom of page 130. So, right, this Simon is going to talk about, later on we'll get to the definition of what bread is, and all the dinner of Passover Kisten. First we're talking about when you have bread in front of you, and this is the same thing when it applies to other foods. We'll learn a lot of lachas from over here, which food to make the bracha on. Okay, you have more than one food with the same bracha. What food do we want to make a bracha on? So that's the order of significance. So it says, Siva Aleph, Hayulufanav Chaticha Shal Pasuk Pashalim Hakol Mimin Echad, Mevarech Al HaShalim. Pas Kibor, Vekatan Achayesh Pas Nekia Ugedala. So we see over here, there's two different milas over here. One is the distinction between Pas Kibor and Pas Nekia. Pas Kibor, Pas Nekia basically is how well they clean out the bread. We would call like a clean white bread. Okay, how clean, that's called Pas Nekia. Pas Kibor really meant that there was still things left inside the wheat, like stones and stuff like that. Okay, could be that whole wheat bread is more like this, but it's probably nowadays whole wheat bread is more of, people don't even think whole wheat bread is more kosher than white bread. But anyway, Pas Kibor was not as wholesome, didn't look as good and taste as good as Pas Nekia. Nevertheless, the mila of shalim, when you have a whole piece of bread, you have a whole roll, you have a whole bagel, a whole piece of bread, that is more chashuv than this mila of Pas Nekia versus Pas Kibor, and therefore you're going to make the bracha on the shalim. Okay, so if you have two choices, you make the bracha on the shalim. How about my shalim is seorim, the chatichos mechidim? But now you throw in the mila of zayin minim. What is first in the pasuk? Eretz chita useora. Okay, so you have pas chita, you have wheat bread, and you have barley bread. And not only does wheat taste much better, but it's also kodim in the pasuk. So therefore, what's going to happen over here? So afili katana, over here, even if the shalim of seorim is katana, maniach haprusa, or I'm sorry, the chatilos are very small, maniach haprusa takas ha-shlema, ubotziat mishtem yachad. So what's going on over here? It says over here you're supposed to make the bracha on both the shalim of the seorim and the piece of chita. So the reason is because it's a machlokas in the Tanaim. What you do? Do you make the bracha? Does shalim come first, or does the first one in the pasuk come? Chita usara, chita is going to come first, even if it's a piece. What's the greater mila over here? Over there, it's a machlokas, and therefore they said to mekayim shneim and make the bracha of them together. Really, meikar then we paskin that eretz chita usara comes first. Chita comes before sara, even if you have a slice of wheat bread, it's going to become before a whole barley bread. But nevertheless, since to mekayim b'shneihem, we put both of them together. Says the Rambam, very important klal when it comes to kadim and brachos. All this is talking about when you want to eat both of them. You want the barley bread and you want the wheat bread. And they're both on the table. But if you're only planning on eating the wheat bread, or you're only planning on eating the barley bread, you don't have to make the bracha on the other one. You're not to take the bracha on the shalim if you're not planning on eating the shalim. Okay, if you only want a slice of white bread, for sure you're only going to eat a slice of wheat bread. Even the other one's more chashiv, or it's more chaviv, whatever it is, if you're only planning the other one, that you make the bracha, and you don't have to go ahead and make the bracha on another way. It could be that also when it comes to desserts, you're only planning on eating something at the end of the suda. Also, you don't have to be makd in that, even though it's more chashiv or something like that. You don't have to make that because you're not planning eating it right now. Because what you're planning eating right now, if you're planning eating this right now, so then you could make the bracha on that even though it is less chashiv. Okay, so that's what we're trying to be machli. What to make the bracha on? What's the Indian over here? Who cares what you make the bracha on? You're going to make the bracha and it's going to potter all of them. Everything's going to be potter anyways. So the Mishabruah says in Sif Kadin Aleph, all the Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. This is all because of Hidr Mitzvah. It's a greater bracha when you make the bracha on the more chashuv thing. What's more chashuv? So we have a lot of definitions. What's more chashuv? It doesn't matter what you think is more chashuv. It matters what the Torah, what the Chachamim say is more chashuv. And therefore, we have an order of chashivas, what comes first and everything that goes over here. What is considered shalim though? What if a lot of times you're missing a little piece of the bread, okay, they knocked against the table and a piece falls? Is that considered shalim? Or once even a nick gets into the bread, that's already not considered shalim. So the halacha, it's a marsham, and then Rav Nevin Saul told me this also, it's also passing the Sefer Vosos HaBracha, that so long as less than 1/48 is missing from the bread, it is still considered shalim. Okay, how do you exactly fit it? You're going to have to mashiach yourself. Less than 1/48. Okay, so if a little nick happens, that's not gonna pass the bread from Medin Shalom. It could even be a little piece that falls off. If it's a big, especially if it's a big challah, you could have a significant amount fall off, and it would still be considered Shalom. The same thing happens with matzahs on Lel Pesach. A lot of times, it's very hard to find the Shalom matzah. so long as it's not missing one more than 1/48, it is still considered shalit. Now, another very important din is, the Rebbe Sol told me, is what's better, to make a bracha on a shalim? Okay, you buy a bagel in the store, or you buy a lachmania, and you want to put tuna fish inside, or you want to put cream cheese inside. Should you first make the sandwich and make the sandwich delicious, and then make the bracha on it? Or do you keep it shalim, make the bracha on the shalim, and only after make the sandwich? So we would have thought, at least I would have thought, make the yummy sandwich, it's better to cover the bracha. No, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, shalim is even more important than chaviv, and therefore, you first make the bracha on the shalim, if you can. Not always you can. Sometimes you walk in the store, they're going to make the sandwich. You don't have to bother the lady behind the counter to give you the bagel first. Wash it, and then her make the bagel. You could go ahead and let her make the bagel for you. But if you're making the bagel, wash, make the bracha on the shalim, because that's more chavit, it's more heder mitzvah, and then go ahead and make your sandwich, and go ahead and eat your sandwich after that. Okay, moving on, we've still a lot to cover. Oh, one more thing. Sorry. Nevensal brings down over here in Divas Ahai Lefanov, is that lechem that is left over from Suda Shabbos, that you have left over from Shabbos, that sort of has a cheshivas to it, and that will be kodem to other things. Okay, not better than shivas minim and other things, but if all is equal, and you have bread either to eat from leftover from Shabbos, or bread that is not left over from Shabbos, make the bracha on the bread that is left over from Shabbos. I think it's mashna from Nevensal, even if the other one, even if it's a slice versus a shalim of non-leftover Shabbos. Base. In Beis Lomas Lomimimachad, if you have two kikaros, all from one min, Achas Gedolah Achas Kadosh, if one's bigger than the other one, Mevarach Al Gedolah, so if all is equal, make the bracha on the bigger. There's a Maila of Gedolah versus Ketani, make the bracha of Gedolah. In Yeshla Adam, Shnei Chatzei Lechem, Ve'ein Lo Lechem Shalom, if you have two half slices of bread and you do not have Lechem Shalom, you have your bagel got cut into two, or your roll got cut into two, and you don't have Lechem Shalom, so Mechabrim Yachad Be'etz, take a toothpick and stick it in to mechaber them. Oh, b'shum davar shloya nira v'dino k'din shalom. So long as you can't tell it's too heavy, you'll be able to stick the toothpick in the middle and it looks like a shalim. So then it'll have a din shalim again. Ma'afilu b'shabbos yachol l'chaber. Even if it's Shabbos, you can mechaber them all together, and that would be considered shalim. So this is only going to be if it doesn't look like it's missing, it doesn't look like two halves. It's going to look like it's full. So you see over here, once again, if you could turn into a shalim again, you should try and mechaber them together to make it into a shalim. But let's say a sliced bread that's in a sakit together, and looks, when it first comes in, it looks shalim because you don't see the, as a slice. Nevertheless, that's not considered shalim because at the end of the day, you still see the slices. You still see that there are separate slices over there. Nevin, so I'll bring that down, same for Shlomo Zalman. Gimel. A lot of times you get to the bakery and you take the challah and you see they're stuck together in the oven. They got stuck together. You have two ones that are stuck there. And you cut one of them. Okay, you already made a motzi on one of them at one suda. The second one is still wholesome. You say you have a whole lachmania connected with a half lachmania that you ate from before. But now you have lunchtime. You want to eat again. And you have no other shalim lechem. You only have this one and a half piece of roll. So, it would be correct to first take off the piece from the shlema, because now it doesn't look shalim anymore. Because the one and a half does not look wholesome. It looks like it's missing something. So first take off the other half, and now it looks like you have a full piece of bread, and that is a full piece of bread. Rather than to leave it connected, even though it looks bigger, better is the Milo shalim. Better for it to look shalim than to look bigger. So take off that other half piece that is stuck to the bread. Don't cut from the part that was connected with its friend. Shisham nearest kapurus, because over there a lot of times when you disconnect them, a little piece comes off that doesn't look shalim in that spot. So therefore, don't. Poised from the place, the other place of the bread, in order that you are doing it from the big part. Daud. Pass the oil to pass kuzmin. So if you have barley bread and you have spelt bread, okay, spelt is also one of the five minim. The five minim are chita, saor, barley, and wheat, and we have spelt rye and oat. Okay, so over here you have pasor and pass kuzmin. Mevarech al shel saor, you should make the bracha on the barley bread. Kevin shum min shiva, because it's mefurish in the pasuk. Eretz chita usara. Kusmin is not in the pasuk. Even though kusmin, we say, is a part of a wheat bread, it's a type of wheat bread, nevertheless, spelt bread is not written in the pasuk, and therefore, you make the bracha on sorim first. Apple pisha kusmin yafin, even if the spelt bread looks better, nevertheless, you're going to make the bracha because min shiva is going to be better. Pasni tikiyo pas kibur. We already discussed this earlier on. We already remember this. If you have clean bread and non-clean bread, mevarach al nikiyah. There's a mila of nikiyah. It looks it looks better. Mim shteim nikiyas mezulo yovan. They're both nucky. But what is even more white than the other one? Mevarach al levana yoter. The one that is more clean, the one that looks better, that also is a mila to do in its place. What happens by rye and oat bread? And see, cut in your gimel. Second line in. Uin kuspin and sheba. First, spelt and rye. If you have spelt and rye bread, which comes first? Dishtein ainim for Russian, because they're both not written in the pasuk. Kuspin adiv, spelt comes first. Duhu min chitim. We say spelt is a type of wheat bread, and therefore chita comes before saura. And sheepon and sheepot shol. Rye and oat are types of barley bread, and therefore there. So what happens now? You have sheepon and sheepot shol. Rye and oats. Dishtein min saura. They're both types of barley bread. Sheepon adiv, shu chavi tvei. We say that rye bread is better because that is more chavi. That's more chavi than oat bread, and that's true. People like rye bread better than oat bread. Oat bread is rather disgusting. Okay, and therefore they should make the bread on the last thing is Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tezvav, which is sort of like a sikum of everything we did to get today, and the last line, and that's the klal you should always remember. Last line of Sif Katan Tezvav, v'zak klal masif ve'elu. The klal is to sum up everything we just learned. Malas shivas haminim kol lakol. Shivas haminim comes before everything. Therefore, we said really nicker than a slice of wheat bread is going to come before a whole barley bread because minchita, because shivas haminim is the first thing. The acharav malasa shalim. Afterwards is shalim. Shalim going to come next. The acharav malasa nuki. Then nuki bread versus non nuki bread. The acharav malasa god. The last thing is, if all is equal, you go after the bigger one, then doing the smaller one. One other thing we bunch was Renevin Sal, that was left over from Shabbos, that would have a milo also, maybe even greater than shalim adkan for today. Everyone have a good day. Okay, it's like